Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today here at Intentional Life Media, my name is Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen. I'm chuckling because I read a quote from our friend Mark Twain. He always had a little spin that added one of those aha moments in life. He made the statement, "Be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint." The point being, you got to be careful where you're getting your sources of information about health. And because we can listen online now today, you can imagine what Mark Twain would say with everything from what's being put on TikTok to social media to everybody has an opinion about health. But the one that matters most to me is what God himself says to us about health. And I tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to open the phone lines in a moment. And I want you to join me and share with me one thing that you are intentionally doing to honor God with your health. And I'm not looking for some medical suggestions, and we're not going there. I just want to know what you're learning and what you're doing to honor God with your health. That could be physical, mental, relational, to be a part of the show today. I'm not a physician. I'm not a medical doctor. And so we're not here to give medical advice for sure, but we're here to hear your stories. Now, what does God have to say about this? We read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul reminds us, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? So glorify God in your body." Unlike in the past where you had to go to the temple, we are the temple of the living God. He resides in us. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? And so with that in the background of our discussion today, as a reminder that our bodies belong to God. And I have to be honest, I've not always honored God with my body, the way I eat or lack of exercise, and my emotions sometimes get away. And, you know, come on, I think at this stage, as I look back and realize that there are probably things I could have, should have done to take better care of the body that God gave me. And I think we all could probably attest to that at some level. So we just want to encourage each other today. So what one thing are you doing intentionally to honor God in with your health? It could be your body physically. It could be emotionally, or it could be relationally. Even if you're hurting today, and by the way, you may be really struggling with your health. You might have, quote, lost it, and you want to preserve what you have. What are you doing? What is God teaching you? Let's just talk. We're a community here of your intentional living, learning from each other. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. Come on in, check in, be a part of the show today. We're ready to go. Gretchen is where we start in Arizona. So what are you doing, Gretchen, with your health?
Well, right now I'm working on having a healthy body. I'm overweight. I am a believer and a Christian. And I'm in this group at my church where they have a weight loss nutrition class. I overdid with the exercise the other day. I'm bone on bone in my knees. But just knowing that I'm a Christian, that my body is the temple of Christ. He dwells within. Gives me the strength, just knowing that. I mean, I think I have a lot of faith. And I'm to honor God in my body.
How much has it helped to be doing this in a group setting with other people in church?
100%, Andy. Because I'm a Christian, but also I'm a people person, and COVID really hit me with depression and isolation, and that's not good. So I need to be with people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really important. In fact, the research, Gretchen, is really clear that when people have some sort of an exercise program, when they do it with others, there's a sense of accountability. If you're exercising together, walking, riding bikes, whatever it is, or even getting on a healthy diet, sometimes being in community. In fact, there's a verse in the book of Hebrews that I fall back to many times when it comes to this idea of the importance of community, where the writer of the Hebrews says, "Let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds." In fact, I think another version talks about, "Let's provoke one another to love and good deeds." In other words, we need to be holding each other accountable. Now, That's a good deed. When we honor our body and we take care of our mind and our body the best we can, we know, we're sinful. We live in a sinful, fallen world. We know our bodies are deteriorating. The tent it talks about in Corinthians is going to decay and fall apart one day. We get it. We understand that. This isn't about making our body last forever, but to take good care of it. But this verse reminds us the importance of considering how we can spur one another on to love and good works and good deeds. That's a really important thing, a powerful thing in the process. All right, so that's the question. What's one thing you're doing to intentionally honor God with your health? Okay? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I think another tripwire in life that should cause us to ask these two questions, what is God's intention and what is mine, is when you've been hurt. When someone's really just offended you, they've hurt you. Maybe they did it intentionally, maybe they didn't, but you've been hurt. When you feel hurt, I encourage you to use that as a tripwire again, to let the explosion go off inside of you. That's really what we're talking about. Let it explode inside of you, to bring it to the surface. Not to go back and be angry and lash out, but to say, God, what is your intention with this hurt? What's going on in my life right now, feeling hurt because of how I was mistreated? What is your intention and what am I going to do about it? And God's not silent on these things. Warning, light that blinks in the back side of your head that says, hey, slow down here, be careful. Are you getting off track from what God has for your life? That lesson, 10 tripwires that you and I need in our lives, could be life transforming for you or someone you know. It is available right now. It's part of our mission outreach all around the world. You can get it up there on our website at theintentionallife.com. Click on listen and you'll find lots of helpful resources, including the one on tripwires. All of this, of course, is made possible because of so many wonderful friends who are supporting the ministry of Intentional Living. And we thank you for it. Come be a part of it. We love you, and we need you to be a part of this journey with us. As you call 888-888-1717, same number, coming on in, press 1 to talk to me, press 2 to talk to our team to join in support, or go online to theintentionallife.com. All right, we've got April on the line in Kansas today. Hi, April, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy, I'm fabulous.
Terrific. What have you learned about health? What are you doing?
Well, Randy, I learned that my body is the temple of Christ. And so I strive every day to treat my body this way, and not just my body, but the wealth of this temple, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, you know, my health. And, you know, you've been talking about a lot of tripwires, and, you know, we constantly get tripped up. And then the second part of that is when you fall off the wagon or whatever it is, to not, you know, beat up on yourself, and just to come back to the temple and have this relationship with your body as if God is, you know, because God, we are the temple. This is where the spirit resides.
So what specifically, April, what specifically do you do though? I mean, how do you approach, I mean, we got so many health temptations in life, not only, you know, mental and otherwise. What's one thing that you do when you're facing a tripwire, something you're facing that could get you off course? What do you do?
You know, I just go back to all of my studies, and, you know, I'm a huge physiology geek, and so, you know, just to recognize what a fantastic biological person that we are. And so that's what I do, is just bring myself back down to earth, with mm-hmm. my body, instead of being out, having all my tentacles out in the world and looking out in the world for answers, but just to come and sit with myself and to meditate and to have that conversation with God right mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, that's important. I guess it's often referred to as mindfulness, isn't it? It's sort of that I'm just going to be mindful right now. Am I doing what I need to do that's going to honor God with the resources He's given me, which includes my body and my relationships and my emotions and so on? Taking a moment to do that's important. And of course, ultimately developing some good habits. I mean, that's a big part of this. Having some habits of our minds, habits of our food, habits of life in general. And by the way, we're not here talking about, this be clear, the body is the temple of the living God, but it's decaying. Okay, we're not here about extending life into forever. There's going to be a point where it ends, and let's just recognize that's why we, as followers of Christ, recognize that He loves us and cares for us, and someday we're going to be out of this body and be in His presence. To be absent from the body, He says, be present with the Lord, and that's coming. But while we're here, boy, we want to do as good a job as we can with what we got. Because some of us got more than others. Let's face it, the gene pool you got born into sometimes rears its ugly head, not to mention the things that we do, too. All right. 888-1717. Lene is in Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I get your name right?
It's Lainey.
Lainey, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. All right, what have you learned, Lainey?
That's okay. So the main thing that I do for my mental health is, just ask Jesus to come into my heart, come into my mind, to fill me with the good instead of all the bad negativity that I can fill myself with.
So it's a mental thing. I mean, you're changing your mind. You're
yes.
focusing. How does that
Absolutely.
Help you? How do you do that really specifically? Give me an example recently maybe where you had to do that.
So for a long time, I've struggled with mental health. And for a long time, I coped with it in other ways. And recently, I have just started, anytime I start feeling negativity at all in my heart or in my mind, I just pray. I pray, Jesus, just come into my mind, come into my heart, change the way that I'm feeling, change the way that I'm thinking. And I listen to your station. Your station is one of the best ways to just change my mind, change my heart into a more positive atmosphere for my thoughts and feelings.
Absolutely. That's why we do this. So if I hear you right, you're facing something, and maybe instead of having your mind go down that trail that makes you lead
yes.
you to a bad decision with your health,
Absolutely.
You stop
Absolutely.
At that moment and take captive that thought.
Absolutely, yes.
Amen. And is that making a difference yes. in your life, Lene?
It makes a huge difference. I'm much happier. Smile more. It just changes my whole personality.
That's amazing.
Just to be able to ask God to handle it for me instead of doing it myself.
Oh, well, that's really powerful. The Bible says we're to take captive every thought, out of obedience to Christ. One of my life verses is Philippians 4:8, whatever's true and right and admirable, praiseworthy, of good report, think on such things, is what I'm about to do with my mind, my body. A good thing? Is it true? Should I be doing this? Is this right? Is this honoring to God? Is this good for me, my family? And I have to admit, I look back sometimes and say, no, I shouldn't have. Maybe that thing I shouldn't have eaten, or that I should have gotten out and done a little more exercise, or maybe I should have taken captive that thought and not allow that to take me down that trail. I mean, we live in a fallen world. These things happen. And I think it was April who said, when we fall down, we get back up. So this isn't about perfection. Intentional living is not about perfection. It's about what's the next right one thing. And when we do it, and you just got great advice. The Bible says we're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. And our minds really where this stuff begins. It really does. All right. You're welcome to come and join us. Tell us one thing you've learned, one thing you're doing that's helpful with your health, mentally, physically, relationally. Why? Because we want to spur one another on to love and good works. Encourage people. Quick break. We'll be back. 888-1717.
Have you ever run into a tripwire in your life?
What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in their life.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, he talks about 10 tripwires we can encounter in our lives and how we should respond to them.
Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what is God's purpose in this? The second one is, as a result of that, what am I going to do?
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, your support's making a difference. Please respond to what you just heard from our friend Kurt at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-1717. Press number 2 and come and be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry today. We're focused on one of the essential areas of our life, and it's our health. The Bible's very clear that, don't we know that our body is the temple? It's the place where the Holy Spirit resides within us, and we're to glorify Him as a result. You can read it yourself, 1 Corinthians 6:19.
Today I'm being attentive about my health and my weight, and I'm taking it one step at a time. I'm eating foods now according to my body type, just seeking the Lord in all things.
The intentional thing that I'm doing to take care of my body that I actually just started this past Monday is to take away all of the sugar again. You know, no candy bars, no cookies, none of that kind of stuff. Pray for me, wish me luck, but the sugar has been gone. So today is my third day, and that's my intentional thing for my body. Thanks.
What I'm doing intentionally is losing weight. At 62, I became convicted that I needed to do something, and with the doctor's help and an iPhone app, I can watch my 1,200 calories a day, and I've lost 70 pounds.
Wow, that's fantastic. Real people doing real stuff. Wouldn't it be nice if all the bad stuff we're not supposed to eat was really the good stuff, and all the stuff that maybe doesn't grab our taste bud so quickly wasn't? Not so much. All right. And a lot to be said, you know, even in our government, you're hearing a lot of discussion now about health and what we're doing and what we're taking into our bodies. And boy, I think it's just a matter of being mindful of the fact our bodies matter. We as Christians should try to set an example. And I have to tell you, I often don't and beat myself up afterward as a result. But just being aware of it, I think, is a big part of the first step, and hopefully that's part of what we're doing today. All right, let's get back to the lines, phone lines. Elizabeth is in Arizona. Hi there, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
The one thing I started back up now, because we're heading into fall, is gardening.
Huh?
So I used to go to the gym like a mad person. I was addicted to it, but of course my reasons were vanity and you're never happy with your weight and all that kind of stuff. But I have a little different take on that that verse in Corinthians. In context, it's talking about sexual immorality, that your body is a temple.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Our body is decaying, and the reason I'm taking care of my health a little bit better, trying anyway, is to do the service of God. I realize that when you're sluggish and you are run down and whatnot, it takes away from what you can be doing. Yeah. So just trying to be a good steward of that. But I found that getting back out in the garden, I'm lifting the buckets properly, using the muscle that I used to use at the gym, and trying to have my workouts like that.
Yeah.
And then you're getting the vitamin D, and it just changes your whole mindset.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you know, my wife and I, we get out and walk every morning. We walk a couple miles. pretty much rain or shine, even some sprinkles this morning. So I said, let's walk, but let's kind of go in circles so we stay close to home in case it hits. But seriously, that's something that we do, and it's just been part of a habit now in our life. And good reminder, Elizabeth, maybe taking some of the healthy things that we can do just around our home, being active, serving, being physically active. These things make a difference if it's gardening or serving or whatever it may be. And by the way, she's absolutely right. The context of that verse was about sexual immorality. And it's clear that when we bring into what the scripture's teaching us, when we bring into our body something that's sinful, in other words, this is the temple of God, and when we are living in a life of sexual impurity, that's, I mean, just the word picture, think of it. This is God's temple. But I also see that that applies to other things that we can bring into our body. It certainly is a principle that we need to be aware of. Our body, if it's a holy temple of the living God, then we need to take care of it to glorify God in our body in every way we can. But that's a good reminder. Thank you, Elizabeth. We're talking about being intentional and the power of being intentional and how we live our lives for Him every day. Let's go to Sarah. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. What's your one thing for your health?
I'm someone who used to be 300 pounds. I've kept off about 120 pounds for the last 6 years, and I find intermittent fasting is very beneficial, not only because the Bible calls us to fast, but it is great to fast from all kinds of things, whether it be sugar or your phone or anything really that draws you away from God. And I've also heard the funny saying that if aging is the progressive pursuit of comfort. So as someone who has a spine full of metal, the more I don't move, the worse I feel.
Yeah.
So just getting up and doing something, even for 5 minutes, you'll find that after that 5 minute marker, you want to go for longer, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's really helped me.
Yeah, when you think about fast, obviously fasting in reference in the scripture has really spiritual ramifications. I mean, there's that sense of I'm not consuming anything. I'm going to focus on God. It's a focusing thing. And we see that in the book of Nehemiah as an example, where Nehemiah, who was in the palace with the king, serving the king, and he hears about his homeland in Israel being destroyed, and the walls are down and the gates are burned, and it breaks his heart. He goes into 4 months, and it says it was fasting and prayer and mourning. In other words, he just focused his attention on what was going on in his own self and his relationship with God. If you read the book of Nehemiah, that first chapter, what a powerful prayer that Nehemiah shares as a reminder. All right, thank you. That's a good reminder, Sarah. By the way, speaking of Israel, you probably heard the news this morning that there's an agreement apparently about to be signed or has been signed, bringing some peace to that region. And there's so many uncertainties and there's so many issues going on. And we've reminded people, pray for the peace of Israel, for this region. We pray that people, our ultimate desire is to see people drawn to Jesus Christ. And if that's possible through this process, what an opportunity for people to share the gospel with everybody in that region. Man, so we pray for those who are doing that for sure. All right. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Let's go to John, also in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Dr. Randy?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. What's your one thing?
You know, my one thing is garbage in, garbage out. I mean, it's just like the way you feed your soul. You listen to your Christian music. Same with feeding your body. So stay on the right-hand side of the grocery store.
Oh, the right-hand side. Is that what it is? That's where all the good stuff is?
Yeah. That's right. Don't eat anything in a box if you can help it.
I never thought about that. When I'm thinking about the store we go to, when you walk in, all the healthy stuff is on the right side. Is that true in every store?
That's pretty much the truth in every store.
Yeah.
You follow around the right-hand side or the outside of the grocery store is the best place to eat.
No, that you're absolutely right, John, that whatever goes in, you know, is ultimately going to come out in our lives in one way or another. And that's true, as you say, not only with food, but garbage in, garbage out. And we've had two references in 28 minutes talking about health. Two people have already referred to the fact that, and I know this sounds self-serving, but that's really not the intention, listening to the radio and allowing the music that comes through 24 hours a day and the great words and scripture and the things from our team at Family Life and of course your Christian station, we're heard around the country. So this is powerful. We become as a product of what we allow into our life. And this takes us into a whole nother discussion about what our children are consuming. What are we allowing into the life of our children? Yes, we have to be really aware of what kind of food we're serving them and nutrition and care for them. Lots of discussion on that, and it's very valuable. As Americans, we know we got a weight problem. When we see young people growing up early with being overweight and the impact on their health, we get it. We understand that. But as John said, the garbage that comes into our life may not only be the things that we physically consume, but the things that we consume into our minds and our heart, the things that they hear on social media, on TikTok, what they hear on the music that they hear, some of the lyrics and some of the songs. Come on. I think we all are aware of the fact the impact this can have on our children and grandchildren. And so when we hear the importance of glorifying God in our body, not only morally and sexually, of course, that's important, that's key, but also in every area of our life, what a powerful thing that really is. All right, I'll tell you what, we just got started on this discussion, and I hope it's motivated you as it has me just to think and be more mindful of what one thing can I do? What one thing am I doing? What one thing could I do for the next 30 days with my health that would make the single biggest difference? That's a great question. And then do that one thing. That's intentional living. We're going to come back tomorrow and continue this discussion. If you want to join us, what's God teaching you about health, or what's one thing you want to share that you'd like to start that journey we can pray with you about? Give me a call now, because we're going to record these for tomorrow's show. Call 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. It is a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.